You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We discovered a little neighborhood pub, and it's not that far from the house, maybe, I don't know, 15 minutes or whatever. But it's a cool little tavern type of pub, and we went there Friday. When we were done, we were like, we kind of had a hankering for ice cream. So we kind of drove into town, and there was some sort of music festival going on. I was sending Jeremy photos and videos. It was like multiple stages set up.
Looked
and,
fun.
That
like
kind of
stuff. Like a real good time.
It was a really good time. I mean, they had all the streets blocked off, all these stages set up, and a lot of local performers from the area and, well, some from like neighboring states. But for the most part, it was just perfect weather, beautiful night out. It was
sitting there licking your ice cream cone and tapping your toe.
That's the truth, my friend.
All right, good.
Absolutely the truth.
What kind of ice cream did you get?
They have a couple at this ice cream. It's a mom and pop ice cream shop, and one is a peanut butter. What is it called? Peanut butter. It's like a peanut butter cookie dough, whatever.
Just stop with peanut butter. That's fine.
And then
with
the
me.
Other one is a chocolate with peanut butter. And so I wanted one scoop. I had them do half of one and half of the other.
Oh, yeah.
So
I want that now.
That was a total home run. But I love this little festival. And I got to say, the entertainers were entertaining. That's what made it so good.
That's good.
They were all funny. And so that was a good Friday night out, and it was good to be able to experience something kind of semi-normal, because last year's event was obviously canceled.
Yeah, man.
So it was good to have that going on. What happened with you this weekend?
Pretty decent weekend. It was a weekend filled with football. Not only the, you know, watching football yesterday, but Reed had a couple practices and a couple games, and they were slaughtered. And luckily, I think we only have one more game left before we can put a nail in this coffin and be done with football. So we did that. We went for a real nice walk. We hadn't been over to Clement Park in over a year and a half. So we went over to Clement Park and let the kids play and walked around the lake. And then we caught up on Ted Lasso this weekend. I think we have two episodes left.
Yeah, we have one. We have the last one from Friday. We have to catch up with that. We might watch that tonight.
Yeah. So,
are you getting what I'm saying about it being up and down and up and down?
It's definitely up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's like nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it. The first season was perfect.
It's
season
different.
Number two has had highs and pretty deep lows.
It's different. Some of the episodes are just different. So anyway, I'll be excited to wrap that up so we can start something new. And then my neighbors did something really, really stupid this weekend. Really dumb. They went out and bought a puppy in a neighborhood full of about 15 kids. And we were the first ones over there yesterday. They pulled up, and about 10 minutes later, we were at the house with our kids because they wanted to see the puppy. And it was a constant revolving door of every neighbor kid coming over to see the puppy. And I felt so bad for them because they were tired. They had to drive far to go get it and everything. But I looked at my buddy Scotland Rob, and I looked at him. I was like, dude, this is going to be nonstop for weeks to come. Like, zero peace and quiet because of this puppy.
But it's just a dog.
It's a puppy, dude, with kids, little kids. Well, are you kidding me? You are an angry old man.
No, I'm a confused old man.
Why are you confused?
Like, because dogs, you know, have been around with humans for
like
10,000 years. And it's
a
like
a puppy with little kids?
Maybe.
It's like the greatest thing ever. Now, the funny part of it is it was a little golden retriever, and they have another golden retriever that's bigger, it's older, and he kept lifting his leg while the little puppy went under, so the new puppy smelled like urine. Heavily soaked in urine with a bunch of kids petting the little puppy.
So kids who now smell like urine.
So we took our kids home and made them take a shower. Oh, well, I guess I'm the only one that finds it funny.
I guess. I'm trying
to tell us more about that ice cream.
See, I can get way more excited over ice cream than I can a dog. So,
yes.
But
Maybe dogs and little children. Dom checked out.
I checked out. What else you got?
Trending's coming up.
Did you guys have any alcohol this weekend or anything?
No, I'm sober.